Figures released this lunchtime show that the RNLI came to the aid of more than 1,000 people last year. Its lifeboats at 46 stations north and south were launched more than 880 times. Danny Curran is the RNLI's regional engagement lead, and he outlined the sort of situations they encounter.
The problems do vary from location to location. You know, people just getting into difficulty in the sea. And it's just critically important that if you do get into difficulty or you do see somebody in distress, that you call 999 or 112, and our volunteer crews are ready to respond 24/7.
Who are the people who do the rescuing? Are they mainly volunteers?
Our crews are all volunteers, so we're a volunteer-led organisation. Our crews are training day in, day out to keep to the highest standard so that they can go out to continue to save lives at sea. And none of that can be done without the wonderful support that we receive from our donors.
How does that work? I mean, are people perpetually on standby or what's the situation there?
Yes, we have our crews are all on a pager system and they're ready to respond at a moment's notice. As soon as they're tasked by the Coast Guard, they will run, drive, cycle to the lifeboat station to launch the lifeboats as quickly as possible to go out and help anybody in distress.
That must take up quite a bit of their lives.
It does. Like as I said, our crews are volunteers, so our crews could be working 9-to-5 jobs during the day. They have family commitments, but they're absolutely fantastic and they want to give back to the community. And, you know, when you're doing something that you enjoy and which our crews do, then, you know, it isn't seen as a task. So they are more than happy to give a big chunk of their lives to volunteer for the RNLI.
And to be a volunteer, do you need a particular skill?
No, we have we would always say we are one crew. So we have volunteer opportunities for people to go on the lifeboats, for people to be a part of the shore crew, to be a part of our fundraising team, or to volunteer in our shops. So there is a role for everybody in the RNLI. And if people pop into the local lifeboat station or they see any of our crew or fundraisers, it's always worth stopping and have a chat if you are interested, and they can go into more detail about what might work for you.
I'm guessing that we're entering your busiest time of the year.
It is. As we have seen, the sun has started to come out. Hopefully it will be out for as long as possible. And with the sun, people do flock to our coast and our inland waterways. And then that does mean that, you know, people may get into difficulty and our crews are called upon. So, you know, again, if anybody does get into difficulty, it's important that they call 999 or 112 straight away so that the crews can be launched to help. But again, none of this can be done, you know, without the support of your listeners and the wonderful Irish public. We are a charity and we depend on so many donations to continue to, you know, power our crew so that they can go out and save lives.
What's your advice then to people who are tempted to get into the water over the next few days? Because presumably in many cases that water is going to be pretty cold.
It is. The first thing would always, you know, be very safe. Look for signs around the coast. Make sure that you're being safe. Make sure that there are people there, that if you do get into difficulty, that they know where you are. And we do have our water safety message, which is Float to Live. And, you know, you can get so many good, helpful tips from our RNLI website as well of how you can stay safe around the water.
And that was Danny Curran of the RNLI talking to me a short time ago.